Proclamation number 9009, dated the July 6th, 1965. The human being's true home. Do not be offended if my word is also rejected as incorrect, because pure truth can only emanate from me myself. And that you are taught by me myself can be easily established as soon as people of goodwill have scrutinized the spiritual information they receive from you. Although it is not possible to provide any evidence because people are completely unfamiliar with the spiritual information which, for reasons of religious liberty, cannot be reinforced by proof, but everyone of goodwill can feel a certainty within himself to be on the right path. Thus he is also able to believe without proof, and yet he will know that what he believes is right. However, this world and the spiritual kingdom are two entirely different realms which are only connected to each other through faith. Nevertheless, when you receive the kind of knowledge from the spiritual kingdom which cannot be gained intellectually, you humans can accept it without hesitation as a sign of the reality of this realm, because regions are made accessible to you which only I myself can truthfully explain to you. Hence it is not a sign of a keen intellect if a person wants to deny this kingdom just because he himself does not know anything about it. But every human being could acquire this evidence of a spiritual world if he would ask me for it, although he is usually prevented from doing so by his intellect, which only wants to know what can be verified. And therefore he cannot go beyond the boundaries of his intellect. He creates his own limitations, namely by his unbelief, which prevents him to think about anything beyond the earthly realm, to seriously think about problems which cannot be solved, in order to then ask the Creator himself for an explanation. However, because he is to believe in a Creator in order to do this, only the devout person will be able to establish contact with him, and the unbeliever will remain content with the world he can see in, which is the real world to him. Yet consider the results a person could gain were he, apart from his keen intellect, also deeply devout, who would turn to me with every question which I would duly answer. But there are only a few of them. Most people shun such contact with the spiritual kingdom, since their fellow human beings would then regard them as supernatural people who do not fit into the structure of the earthly world. And yet, if only you knew how beneficial the work of such people can be, how important the knowledge is which they receive from above, you would do anything to benefit from their knowledge, since it is the path that leads you humans from the earthly into the spiritual kingdom, which is every person's true home and which one day will receive you all, irrespective of whether you are fully mature or not. I myself offer you an incredible blessing by speaking to you in order to unite these two realms, in order to give all people the opportunity to take the step from the earthly into the spiritual kingdom, and you reject this blessing because your intellect opposes it, because you do not want to let your heart speak. However, your heart cannot speak to you because you lack love. For this reason you are constantly reminded to love, because only your love for me and your fellow human being can soften your heart and you become more willing to listen to me. I only ever just ask for your love in order to then give you knowledge which would surpass your intellect, which would make you truly happy. Because taking a glimpse into spheres which are otherwise closed to mortals will please every person and provide him with the tranquil joy of a knower who no longer walks in darkness, but to whom everything has become light and clear. And especially the fact that people are able to elevate their thoughts into previously unknown spheres should convince you of the truth of such knowledge. Hence you should acquire this knowledge for yourselves, always remembering that you yourselves will inhabit this kingdom one day, that you are merely temporarily living on Earth and sooner or later will enter your true home. Then you will establish the relationship with me again, who followed you into the abyss, who waited until you, as human beings, were able to consciously unite with me again, in order to then make you happy once more by giving you the knowledge which previously used to belong to you in great measure. But then you will not be far from your final homecoming, you will return into your father's house which you once left voluntarily. Amen.